local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Onward to hour number three on a Wednesday. Happy Juneteenth, everyone. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable as always. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon drive each and every day. We appreciate it. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line is 2626-111. Do have a lot to get to here, the remaining 47 minutes that we have at our disposal. So we'll start right off the bat with today's top three stories. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season is hitting Texas as we speak.
Alberto is huge, with tropical storm force winds extending more than 400 miles north of the center of circulation, making the storm system a threat to Mexico and Texas. The National Hurricane Center predicts Alberto will weaken quickly after making landfall Thursday, but it could dump 5 to 10 inches of rain in Texas, up to 20 inches in higher terrain in Mexico, and that threatens landslides. Alberto is the first storm in what is expected to be an active year in the tropics. I'm Rory O'Neill.
The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to issue opinions tomorrow and Friday as it still has some major decisions to hand down before their expected recess. Among them, a ruling on former President Trump's claims that he's immune from prosecution for alleged crimes committed while in office. Other looming decisions include cases on the obstruction charges against the January 6th Capitol rioters and abortion access in medical emergencies. And the U.S. military expects to reopen a pier anchored to Gaza soon to deliver humanitarian aid to the region. The Defense Department says they're aiming to get the pier up and running sometime this week after it was damaged by rough weather. 6:15, Austin, how are the roads looking today?
Well, I'll tell you one thing first. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. You can learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Well, Joe, it has been a very easygoing evening on the roads. Very happy to say that. Proud of our listeners here and everyone else on the road. Sorry for clearing my throat into the mic. That was ignorant of me. Anyway, looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be much going on. If you are dealing with problems wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
Yeah, it's certainly a lot of people off for the Juneteenth holiday having a lot to do with that. So that's always appreciated. Looking at our weather, here's Alan.
Similar weather is expected for the next several days with about a 30% chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Sun and clouds in the skies with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Again on Thursday, a little breezy at times, and this breezy weather is causing high seas and deadly rip currents across northern Gulf Coast beaches. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. A look at our local headlines. A 32-year-old Pensacola man now charged for a shooting in Escambia County early Monday. Roderick Rivers was arrested yesterday on charges of attempted homicide and vehicle theft. The sheriff's office says deputies made contact with the victim early Monday at a local hospital. The victim said the shooting took place at North Green and West Jackson Streets. And police in Maryland say they've solved a 23-year-old cold case involving the murder of a Pensacola native. According to Channel 3, 49-year-old Leslie Preer was killed back in 2001. She grew up in Pensacola, graduating from Pensacola High School back in 1969. She was found dead inside her home after her employer let her family know she didn't show up for work that day. Investigators say they had a breakthrough in the case back in 2022 after a blood sample collected in 2001 was analyzed, and that led officers to 44-year-old Eugene Gligor, who was the ex-boyfriend of Preer's daughter. He was arrested by U.S. Marshals yesterday in Washington, D.C. Four organizations that receive funding from Escambia County's Tourist Development Committee appear to be violating state statute by using funds for administrative costs while not operating as destination management organizations, or DMOs. Those organizations are ACE, Pensacola Sports, Pensacola Mardi Gras, and African American Heritage.
Their salaries, insurance, employee benefits, things of that nature. Those are general operating expenses, and The funds could only be authorized in the event for the purpose of funding the actual event or activity that directly promotes tourism.
That's Assistant County Attorney Kristen Huell. The issue seemed to come to light a few months ago when it was brought to the county attorney's office attention by the clerk of court's office. The TDC unanimously voted to send the issue to the county commissioners, where a resolution could be voted on to identify those organizations as DMOs. Commissioner Jeff Bergosh, who serves on the TDC, though, seemed to suggest that even if the board does that, Clerk of Court Pam Childers may still withhold the payments. Of course, that if that sounds familiar, it's because Childers and Escambia County were embroiled in a lawsuit over withheld payments to county commissioner retirement accounts that Childers ended up winning a couple of months ago. 6:19, we'll take a break there. A look at our state and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. No price for tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. We do have a couple of accident reports. This is if you are traveling southbound on Bayfront Parkway. This is if you're traveling towards South 9th Avenue. We do have some minor backups in that vicinity, just the immediate vicinity there because of those reports. However, outside of that, there does not appear to be much of anything that's going to hold you up for too long.
Similar weather is expected for the next several days with about a 30% chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Sun and clouds in the skies with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Again on Thursday, a little breezy at times, and this breezy weather is causing high seas and deadly rip currents across northern Gulf Coast beaches. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, Citizens Insurance is a step closer to raising rates.
We're going to recommend 14% increase for everyone in Dade. And you can see a similar situation in Broward, so we're recommending 14%.
That during today's Board of Governors meeting. Now, it does still have to be approved by the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation, but if they do, the new rates would go into effect in January.
And an investigation now underway after some South Florida synagogues received bomb threats. Synagogues in Coral Gables and Hollywood and about 50 others across the state of Florida received the threats yesterday. Synagogues were evacuated and searched, but luckily nothing was found. A 26-year-old man was arrested in Palm Beach County. Boca Raton's Paul Morris is accused of writing threats of mass shootings or terrorism.
Governor DeSantis signing three bills yesterday that he says further health care innovation, particularly in pediatric and cancer care. One of the bills creates a grant program aimed at advancing research and cures for rare pediatric diseases. Dr. Joe Latipo says these investments will help ensure Floridians continue having as many opportunities as possible to achieve their health goals.
And some Pinellas County homeowners are dealing with sticker shock. Residents at the Villas of Carillon in Feather Sound, it sounds rich.
It sounds ritzy.
Yes, absolutely. They recently got bills for their HOA special assessment. Hey, it's part of the gig, right? They are being asked to pay $60,000 by October. The HOA says it needs to fully fund its reserves, and it's at a critical point with respect to capital improvement projects. Residents are being given four payment options, and a meeting is set for tomorrow. Joe, you even said it yourself. Oh, I'm sure that's going to be a beautiful meeting there.
Yeah, you know, if you're one of the HOA reps, how in the world do you even prepare for that meeting?
Yeah, you're sweating
bullets.
You know
you
right
are literally going to get eviscerated for hours and hours and hours on end.
And one of the very basic things that I'm sure they're going to talk about is one homeowner says a lot of people will probably lose their home, sure, if they can't make the payments and find a buyer.
And listen, I don't have a whole lot of experience with how HOAs handle finances, but my question would be like, okay, have they been over the years telling homeowners, hey, here's the deal, we've got to like do something or else otherwise this will happen? Or was this just dropped out of the sky? Because to say, hey, we got to raise $60,000 per person, we have to do it in 3.5 months. I mean, that is absurd. Now, I did go look up the article of Fox 10 down in Tampa. I think it's Fox. I don't know. But WTSP for the proper accreditation. Here are the assessment plan options that residents of this community can vote on tomorrow. They can pay $60,000 in four quarterly installments. So that's what, $15,000?
Yeah.
Beginning October 1st, a quarter. They can pay $60,000 in 32 quarterly installments. That's 8 years for $1,875. All right, it's a little better, but still, that's $1,875 a quarter. They can pay $11,650 in four quarterly installments to fund immediate improvement projects. Or they can increase the HOA monthly dues from $575 to $1,200 for 8 years. Which one, if you were a resident in this community, Austin, would you go with?
If I had no, my first option would be to move. If I didn't have that option, I don't know. I guess the one that would have me paying the cheapest amount per month. Sure, I'd be paying longer, but I mean, yeah. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, right? We just got to focus on monthly payments here, and okay, it's just a little bit leaving at a time.
Yeah, like $15,000. I have a lot of questions for the HOA. For way you're telling us that in 3 months we have to raise this much money. Like, what have you been doing all this time?
Yeah,
seriously, that sounds like an HOA problem, not a resident problem,
not a Joe Ford problem.
Yeah, right. We're definitely not. looking at our national headlines quickly here. Largest wildfires in California right now. Crews are making progress with containment at around 39%. This is in northern L.A. County and part of Ventura County. A growing number of Democrats plan to skip Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress next month. Among them, Senator Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Representatives Ro Khanna and Jim Clyburn. Congress moving forward on another sale of weapons to Israel. Two top Democrats have been holding up the sale so far due to concerns over how Israel was using the weapons. But yesterday they approved the $18 billion weapons package, which includes 50 F-1 fighter jets and air-to-air missiles. Republicans are blocking a Senate bill banning bump stocks.
The practical matter here is that a bump stock turns a rifle into the equivalent of a machine gun. For technical reasons, the Supreme Court said it doesn't meet the 1936 statute of bump stock.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who you did not hear from there, did not say whether he would next bring the bill up for a full vote on the Senate floor. While the bill could find some Republican support, it's unlikely to get the 60 votes necessary to pass the chamber. And there will be lawyers. Louisiana is now the first state to officially require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in all public classrooms. The new law calls for a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments to be put up in all classrooms from kindergarten through public universities by the beginning of next year. I approve it for sure, but
some people don't.
There's going to be lawsuits.
Yeah.
Hope they thought that through.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
6:30, we'll take a break on that note to look at what's happening in a busy day in sports today. Health, business, and science, pop culture, entertainment, a lot more still to come.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Much of the Texas coast is already seeing impacts from the first named tropical storm of the year, Alberto, which formed in the Gulf of Mexico today in the form of high winds, heavy rain, and storm surge. Meanwhile, a pre-summer heat wave is hitting the Midwest and Northeast, including areas not known for heat. Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth has details.
Much of the Northeast is going to get hotter over the next few days, not cooler. Maybe Monday, Tuesday before we start to get a break. Feels like 107 in Bangor, Maine.
Many cities are opening cooling centers. There could be a little less pain at the pump this summer.
AAA says the average cost of a gallon of gas in the U.S. is now at $3.44. That's down 4% from a month ago. They say consumer demand slowing down and the price of crude is slipping, and that's got prices falling.
That's Fox's Joel Nadeau. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Apple has stopped issuing loans through Apple Pay Later, its buy now, pay later program that launched last year. The move comes after Apple said it would start allowing installment loans through third-party companies such as Affirm. Users with open loans will continue to have access to Apple Pay Later to manage and pay their balance. The Federal Trade Commission has sued Adobe, alleging the software company violated consumer protection laws by making it too difficult for consumers to cancel their subscriptions. The cancellation process includes speaking with multiple representatives, having to navigate through multiple online pages, and more. In addition, Adobe pushed users towards annual subscriptions without adequately disclosing that canceling in the first year could cost hundreds of dollars. An Adobe spokesperson has not publicly responded. The stock market is closed for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's your money now.
Texting enrolls you in.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Monty Williams was fired just 1 year after being named the coach of the Pistons. Sure, no one likes getting let go, but it's important to note that the now former Pistons coach had 5 years and $65 million remaining on his contract. Now the question is, will Monty relax and count his cash or get back into coaching right away? And if he does the latter, the Lakers are sitting right there, and wouldn't it be something if LA left J.J. Redick at the altar and hired Monty? I'm Zach Gelb.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With Milo's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/Milo's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
Now at O'Reilly, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $9 and receive 2x O Rewards points in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. That's a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. So looking at the roads here, it's been a pretty smooth sailing day, as Joe said earlier, probably a benefit of the holiday traffic that we typically see. However, we do have some problems once again if you are traveling on the bridge, coming from Navarre Beach and approaching Navarre Parkway. Again, no confirmation of an accident, just a lot of congestion in that area. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be much on the roads that's going to hold you up. As for the weather, overcast, 85 degrees in Pensacola right now. We still have a surf advisory that is going to go into Thursday evening, and we do have some slight chances of storms and some thunderstorms as we get later on into the night with a low of 75. Starting with our sports headlines here, Detroit Pistons firing head coach Monty Williams a year after giving him the richest coaching contract in league history. This season, they endured a historic 28-game losing streak and a record of 14-68. Williams is owed $65 million. And in the WNBA, the LA Sparks announced that rookie Cameron Brink has torn her ACL. She landed awkwardly on her left foot when she was driving in to score against the Connecticut Sun yesterday, and she immediately fell to the court, grabbed her knee, looked very painful. Joe, did you see the injury?
I did, yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I mean,
obviously it's severe, but with an ACL tear.
Well, it's terrible for her for a couple of reasons. Obviously, I mean, she's had a good season, a start to her career, I believe leads all rookies in blocks. She's been kind of a more visible figure in the WNBA so far. But the other thing is, like, I mean, the timing sucks because she was on the 3x3 Olympic 3-on-3 team. So she's not going to be able to play in the Olympics next month. So that sucks, too.
Well, and that's the thing that's really about. Well, let me ask. Well, never mind.
Go ahead.
Well, what I was thinking was Caitlin Clark was an alternate, but you're not going to have like a Caitlin Clark situation where she would fill in for Cameron Brink. I mean, you know, like.
Well, I would think.
A lot of different length there.
Yeah. I mean, Cameron Brink is 6'4", so you're probably not replacing her with Caitlin Clark just
exactly.
Because of size and matchup thing. So
yeah. But I mean, once again, though, yeah, just an unfortunate event.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to the NHL here. Edmonton, they did it again. They won 5-3 last night over the Panthers. They're going to be going back to Edmonton on Friday night for Game 6. And Connor McDavid tallied 2 goals and 2 assists for them in the 5-3 win last night. We have seen an 0-3 deficit turnaround. The Maple Leafs did it back in the early 40s, so it doesn't happen tremendously often, but nonetheless, it is possible. Florida's got to lock it down.
Yeah, I really wonder how that flight's going to go. And just... I realize it's 7 hours, but I mean that that's a long flight, you know.
Yeah.
But you're up 3-0. You lose 2 games. You have the chance at home. Now, of course, you still have Game 7, but I mean, the mental fortitude that the Florida Panthers are going to have there. Edmonton is going to be rocking. That arena is going to be off the chizane. And
as the cool kids say,
that's right. And so, we'll see how it goes. But definitely rooting for a Game 7 because I mean, I'm a neutral observer. So yes, I want Game 7. In my estimation, hockey the second most, the best playoffs scenario in my estimation in all of sports is a Game 7 in baseball, just because I mean every single pitch and just every single at bat is just. It's a
You're
huge
on the edge of your
deal,
yeah.
But hockey is up there too, especially a Game 7, especially if it goes into overtime.
I see what you're saying 100%, and I'm not 100% neutral. I hope the Panthers pull it off just for the sake of Florida representation, if nothing else. Speaking of Florida representation in sports and how it often lets us down, the second game that we had today was Tennessee and Florida State.
Right.
Florida State lost 7-2. Not all hope is lost for the state, though. The Gators, they had the first game of the day. They beat Kentucky 15-4, and they're going to be playing Texas A&M. The game was supposed to start at 6, I think we originally reported, but now on ESPN it says 6:55, so I can only imagine it was a bit of a delay, perhaps for weather or something. And then we've got the PGA Tour creating a special sponsor exemption for Tiger Woods based on his exceptional lifetime achievement. It basically gives Tiger lifetime access to compete in 8 signature events every year. So the Memorial, Travelers Championship, Pebble Beach Pro-Am, Arnold Palmer Invitational, among others. I said it last hour. I think this is just a testament to just how big of an impact as far as popularity he had on the sport. I mean, it just really puts it into perspective. At his age, past his prime, he's still turning enough heads that they're saying you can play anyone anytime
as long as you want. As long as you want, yeah. Because, I mean, obviously the natural progression is that the players just graduate to the senior tour, and they, of course, have their majors or whatever. But the PGA, obviously, and rightfully so, still recognizes how many eyeballs Tiger, even way past his prime, the nicer, toned-down version, barely finishing 72 or 96 holes anymore, still brings. And it's 8 tournaments a year. Not going to do anybody any harm because people still want to see him out on the golf course and watching him on TV. Well, and just hoping for a glimpse of that magic that he had.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I think I've mentioned this on air before. I didn't get into sports, like really into it, until I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. And I've never been a golf guy, but right. I distinctly remember on Sundays coming out of my bedroom on the weekends and my dad's watching golf and Tiger in his red shirt. I mean, I get chills thinking about it just because I was so ignorant watching it, but it's just such an iconic thing to look back on.
Yep.
And then speaking of legends, tomorrow's Negro League tribute game will have much more meaning following the death of baseball legend Willie Mays.
Yeah.
Before starring in the major leagues, the Say Hey Kid spent the first 2 years of his career playing for the Birmingham Black Barons. The team that he spent his career with, the Giants, are taking on the Cardinals at legendary Rickwood Field tomorrow night. Mays was 93 years old. So very unfortunate timing there for sure.
Yeah, and talking about certainly on the Mount Rushmore of the greatest baseball players of all time. I mean, depending on who you ask, how old you are, you may say that he is the greatest baseball player of all time. Statistically, 660 home runs, and if it not been for military service, he was drafted into the Army, I think around 1952, 53. So right at the start of his career when he was popping, 40, 45 home runs a season. Had it not been for that, we may be talking about Hank Aaron breaking Willie Mays' home run record instead of Babe Ruth's. But
It does. It makes you think. But, I mean, as you and I have discussed, missing for military service, it's not the first time we've ever heard about something like that in the old days, and it's a very noble reason to miss some time.
Yeah, all sorts of players. I mean, Ted Williams, who was in the run stretch there of, he batted 406, and just all sorts of players who had, and in Ted Williams' case, I believe it was two tours of service that he had taken off of his career. In both World War II and Korea, I believe.
Wow.
So
my goodness.
Yeah.
6:45 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. In our last update, we had just some congestion that out of nowhere showed up again. If you were coming over the bridge from Navarre Beach approaching the parkway there, and the majority of that congestion does seem to now be gone. So if you're dealing with any problems on the roads at this moment, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long.
All right. Looking at our forecast, here's Alan.
Similar weather is expected for the next several days with about a 30% chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Sun and clouds in the skies with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Again on Thursday, a little breezy at times, and this breezy weather is causing high seas and deadly rip currents across northern Gulf Coast beaches. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 6:46 now at News Radio Pensacola. A federal task force is recommending intensive counseling for children struggling with obesity. The Preventative Services Task Force published its recommendations, and they're calling for behavioral interventions for kids age 6 and older with a high body mass index. As I'm reading this, the thought that goes into my head after reading that sentence that may be more for parents than the kids, but not that the kids are immune, of course, because I mean, any kid is going to like the sugary sweet stuff, but you know, the parents have a role to play in that. The new guidelines replace their guidance from 2017 that only recommend that children be screened for obesity. The new report, though, claims that nearly one in five kids has obesity and that the rate is higher among Latino, Black, and Native American children, as well as children from lower-income families.
And more renters are staying put as the least affordable home sales market in decades is affecting rental costs. Aaron Real has more.
According to market forecasters, asking rents for new leases are likely to rise 2% nationwide, well below the double-digit rates of the pandemic years. Nationally, asking rents for new leases are flat over the past 12 months, but those figures are heavily influenced by the Sun Belt, where record-high supply has seen rents and new leases come down in cities like Austin, Phoenix, and Nashville, Tennessee. Strong job growth has also compelled some landlords to raise rents. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio.
Let's see. NVIDIA is now the most valuable public company in the world after share prices rose yesterday, pushing it past Microsoft, the market cap hitting $3.3 trillion. Since the end of 2022, shares have gone up more than ninefold as companies' chips are in demand for the use of AI.
And the second largest school district in the nation, one step closer to banning cell phones and social media during school days. The Los Angeles Unified School District Board proposal is intended to help kids from being distracted by social media, improve learning, lessen anxiety, clamp down on cyberbullying, so on and so forth. The board members just voted 5-2 in favor of the resolution to take 120 days to develop new policies, debate them, and pass a final resolution to implement them by next year. If you're from my generation, if you're a Zoomer,
yeah,
you are probably sweating at the thought of this. Or if you're like my old head colleague over here to my right, you are probably thinking, take those whippersnappers and their Dreamcasts away.
Yes, right? Boomers like me remember a time where we were perfectly capable of going an entire school day without looking at a cell phone once. We scraped our knee. We got our clothes dirty. We made friends. We interacted face to face. That's how it was in the old days.
That's how it was for me in elementary school. Once I got to middle school and I got an iPhone, it all went downhill socially for me.
Yes, very, very rapid descent. pop culture notes now. It's been about 37 years since the Mel Brooks classic Spaceballs hit theaters, so of course, it's about time for a sequel for the new generation. Not much known about it, although it'll be produced by Mel Brooks and starring Josh Gad as well. I've never seen it. The only thing I know about it is from pictures I've seen of Rick Moranis, who was from the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Honey, I Blew Up the Kid, those movies.
Yeah.
Him wearing a giant Darth Vader helmet is literally all I know about the movie.
Let me ask you, does Mel Brooks play like, and this could just be me misremembering, does he play like the equivalent to Han Solo or something?
Oh, about in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no, I'm telling you, man, the only thing I know about that is Rick Moranis in a Darth Vader helmet.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, yes, you did just say that, so it was a foolish question to ask. I'll look it up in a minute. Lastly here, a documentary about a Northern California woman who faked her kidnapping coming to Hulu. The 3-episode series is called Perfect Wife, The Mysterious Disappearance of Sherry Papini. It's about her disappearance from her Redding area home back in 2016. 3 weeks after her disappearance, she was found on the side of a road in Sacramento, bruised, had burn scars, all that. Her story and of being kidnapped and tortured began to unravel over the course of the following days and weeks. And she was willfully staying with an ex-boyfriend in Southern California, as it turns out, and her wounds were self-inflicted. She was sentenced to 18 months in prison for lying to the FBI, and the documentary begins streaming on Thursday.
All right.
Weird.
Yeah. 6:51. We'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to wrap up the day next.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We had four scenes from Days of Our Milton, Milton City Council Melodrama Theater, including, and I kid you not, a turf war between two different rival factions of butterfly advocates. Literally, the Great Butterfly Gang War of 2024. It's the most Milton thing you've ever heard of. Also talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves and went through the Shoot House experience I had and the debrief from that. You can watch the video on our Facebook page and check out the podcast at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Have you ever, Joe, have you ever listened to Pearl Jam?
Is this who this is?
No, this is Lenny Kravitz.
Okay. No, I probably have.
They're a grunge group that back in like the 80s and 90s, and they made music, lead singer Eddie Vedder, his musical style, his vocal style always sounded like, rah, 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 rah. You know, it sounded like mumbling. You sounded like Eddie Vedder with like... someone trying to like smother him with their hand.
What's the song we were talking about with the movie Ted where he sings the song? Was that by them?
That's Hootie and the Blowfish, and the lead singer of that group has been compared to Eddie Vedder. So you get the idea.
All right.
But you sounded like, with how you were very subtle with it, it sounded like someone was trying to like silence Eddie Vedder while to keep him from singing along. Anyone who's familiar with Pearl Jam will know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm a very multifaceted singer when it comes to my range.
Yes, you can do very strangely unique impressions. Congratulations. Just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. There's not a lot going on, so I'm happy that that's very anticlimactic. Carry on with the weather, I suppose.
All right.
Breezy weather at times will continue right on into Thursday. And along the coastal areas, we've got high seas and dangerous rip currents. Double red flags are flying, meaning that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I expect that'll continue right on into Thursday as well. As for the weather, about the same over the next several days. Warm and humid, highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Each day with about a 30% chance for a shower or storm. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Recapping our top stories quickly, the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season hitting Texas, that's Tropical Storm Alberto. The U.S. Supreme Court issuing opinions, or is expected to issue opinions tomorrow and Friday, including perhaps a ruling on President Trump's claim that he's immune from prosecution for alleged crimes committed while he was in office. Also, the obstruction charges against the January 6th Capitol rioters. And hopefully by the end of the week, the U.S. military says they expect to reopen the pier anchored to Gaza to allow for more humanitarian aid to get into the region. Wackier stories tonight. Every parent, of course, prone to mistakes, some a little bit lesser than others.
Sure.
This was a big one, though. In Iowa City, the home of the Hawkeyes, somebody was driving through town on Friday night. They spotted a three-year-old boy walking down the street with a loaded handgun in hand. They pulled over, took the gun away, and his mom, 31-year-old Samantha Hall, showed up and took him home. Police say that she told them that she was cleaning and didn't realize that he had walked off. She'd left the gun on a nightstand where he was able to reach it. Thankfully, nobody was hurt.
Yeah. I just don't know how that happens. I mean, I'm not a parent. I know that sometimes, you know, it's easy to get distracted. Kids can do a lot of stuff, and they're quicker than, you know, we give them credit for.
Sure.
Grabbing a gat and going down the street, man, I don't know how it gets that far, but or the kid gets that far, rather. Yeah. But whatever. Cops in Lakeland, Florida got a call about a disturbance on Saturday, and the suspect was gone by the time they got there, but they ID'd him as 38-year-old Joshua Garrett. It turns out Josh was already wanted for violating his probation connected to a burglary case, so they decided to track him down at his workplace nearby and confirmed he had walked inside, but no one saw him leave. So they started searching the place, and they eventually found him hiding in the ceiling after his phone started ringing. They looked up and saw a few ceiling tiles displaced as well, and then they saw his hand sticking out through some insulation, so not very smooth,
no,
Josh.
Definitely not. Yeah. Some good news here, some local good news stories. An Orange Beach doctor credited for saving a teen girl's life after the Walton County shark attack a few weeks ago was recognized by the Orange Beach City Council.
You know, she was really heartwarming. She kind of gave me a hug and told her, get a little teary-eyed, said, thanks for saving my life. And so you don't get that every day.
That's Dr. Ryan Forbes. He was on vacation at Rosemary Beach when the two teen girls were attacked. Lulu Gribben lost her hand and part of her leg, but is going to be okay and on the road to recovery.
Yes, that's excellent. And a 105-year-old named Virginia Hislop just got her master's from Stanford 83 years late.
From time to time, I wish I'd finished and gotten my master's. Part of it was the fact that I have been a college director for a good number of years, and I didn't have the advanced degree and some of the other ones did.
So much gratitude. She's believed in all of us and cheered us on all the way through, and that we get to cheer her on now is pretty cool. I'm thrilled for her. I feel like this is the crowning glory of her amazing career. This is her Lifetime Achievement Award.
She finished all of her classes back in 1941, but never finished her senior thesis because Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. That seems like a fair reason. She married her husband before he went off to war and then focused on her family. Some of them were there on Sunday to see her walk across the stage with her cane. She has 2 kids, 4 grandkids, and 9 great-grandkids.
And students at Tennessee Tech helped out a 12-year-old girl who loves music and wants to play drums. She was born without hands, though, so they came up with custom prosthetics to make it happen. They spent the whole semester designing them and then making them with a 3D printer. She says they work great, and they're helping her prove that she can do anything that she wants to with her life.
That's incredible.
Yeah, very good there. All right, that'll do it for us here on a Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Pensacola right now.